Chapter 1. Are you going to tell Bastian? Ember paused at Kindle's question that would have ruined her appetite for the lunch they were supposed to be having had Bastian's father not already done so an hour ago. Her throat tightened as she blinked back tears she didn't want her sister to see, lest she be motivated to do something that could get them both arrested. No, definitely not. And the last thing I could ever tell him is that his father's threatening to disinherit him. Why not? First, it'd kill him to know that. He loves and respects his father. Second, you know the man. Boss would go off, half-cocked and confront his father, then all hell would unleash, and who knows how that would play out. She envisioned everything from Bastian shooting his father to him eloping with her, and then growing to hate her for years from now once he realized what all he'd given up to marry her. No matter the scenario, they all ended with them miserable, and with Bastian hating her for coming between him and his family. I don't know what to do. Do you love him? More than my life. Ember bit her lip as a single tear slid past her control. Gah! This would be so easy if she was the gold-digging bitch his family thought she was. Then she could let go and not look back, or marry him and not give a single shit what they thought. Because what his father didn't know was that Bastian had already told her how much money he'd inherit on his wedding day. He didn't need his father's inheritance or approval. His grandparents had all left him with a staggering amount of property and creds. The unbelievable mass of wealth stymied her best mathematical abilities to comprehend. But the money didn't matter to her any more than it did to Bastian. Since she'd never had that kind of wealth, she couldn't wrap her head around it. Besides, it was his, not hers. All she cared about was Bastian, not his titles, and no amount of cred could replace his thoughtfulness or unique views. The way he could brighten her day by simply entering a room. Make her smile with nothing more than a wink and that devilish grin that made her want to rip his clothes off and hold him for eternity. How could she give that up? Angry that she couldn't stop her stupid, useless emotions, she wiped the tear away and drew a ragged breath. Love can't survive bitterness, Zusi. You know that better than anyone. It was why Kindle was single. The love of her life had given up a command position to stay with her. 3 years later, he'd been so angry over it, as he'd never had another opportunity for advancement, that it had torn their relationship apart. To this day, Justice wouldn't even look at Kindle. Ember didn't want that to be Bastian. The thought of his hating her, that was the only thing unbearable. What am I going to do? Kindle took her hand and smiled sadly. I don't know, Em. I screwed up my life. Last thing I want to do is screw up yours. She snorted. Not helpful. Her link buzzed. Ember started to ignore it until she saw Bastian's avatar, that goofy photo he'd made as a joke and programmed into her link a few weeks ago. This way everyone will know what a total jack-off you date, and a reminder to you that no one else will have me and my weirdness, so you never have to worry about me cheating or straying. I know the best when I see it, and no one's better than my girl. Trying not to laugh at the memory, she picked it up and answered. Hey, lovely. Ember scowled as she heard something that sounded like blaster fire in the background. Where are you? Nowhere. Just wanted to say that I love you. Are you under attack? He hissed in her ear, then made a noise that sounded like he was straining. Boss? Yeah, sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Over blaster fire. Oh my God, you're in a firefight? Little bit. Are you pinned? The longest pause of her life crackled in her ear before he finally answered. Don't worry, Em, I'll be home tonight. Just wanted to hear your voice. Her heart sank as she saw the news on a nearby monitor. It showed the attack he was in. The royal envoy his father was supposed to be in had come under Eudora.